In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In 1926, the ordinary informative process about his life and miracles began, which lasted until 1928. From January 1955 to July 1956, the apostolic process took place. In these years, the number of letters that arrived at the convent asking for help, prayers, and relics of the saint were 300,000 each year. Once the two miracles required for his beatification had been approved, he was beatified by Pope St. Paul VI on December 5, 1965. As of that date, the mysterious liquid stopped coming out, and St. Charbel's body was disintegrating after 67 years of being incorrupt and with the miraculous liquid pouring out of his body. One of the miracles approved for his beatification was the healing of Sister Maria Abel. She tells it herself, "I, Sister Maria Abel, from the village of Hamana, entered the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts in Bikfaya at the age of 16 on September 8, 1929. I enjoyed excellent health until the year 1936. But from that time on, I began to suffer stomach pains that prevented me from retaining any food. The medical cures did not relieve me at all, and for 7 months I suffered from continuous vomiting. During the summer of 1936, I went from bad to worse. In Hamana, I was treated by an Egyptian, a specialist in stomach diseases, who diagnosed an ulcer and advised an X-ray, which confirmed the fact. A remedy was ordered, but without effect. So I went to consult a famous surgeon, who did many stomach lavages without results. Then a 2.5-hour operation revealed a large ulcer. Also, the liver, gallbladder, and kidney, due to adhesions, did not function normally. The wound was left open for drainage and ulcer healing, but once closed, the nausea started again and my condition worsened. Doctors and surgeons decided on a new operation, which lasted 4 hours. The result was disastrous. The intestines and stomach, due to large polyps, were only a single block. To avoid the danger of death, only a part was removed. By then, the gallbladder secreted a substance that caused perpetual vomiting. For 14 years, my sufferings increased. During the first four, I was able to walk through the corridors of the convent, but I ate very little and vomited almost after every meal. I became weaker and weaker and felt pains all over my body. In 1942, when I had already been in bed for 2 years, new symptoms appeared and my right hand became paralyzed. To walk, I needed a cane, and to reach the church a few feet away, I had to lean on a sister. In addition, because of the disease, my teeth fell out, and, already considered in danger of death, I was given the anointing of the sick. Then I heard about Father Charbel's miracles and asked him to intercede for me. On Tuesday, July 11, 1950, I traveled to Anea, accompanied by four sisters. It was a strenuous journey. I arrived completely exhausted. They took me to the tomb of the Holy Hermit. There were quite a number of sick people there. They lifted me in the chair so that I could touch the stone and hug it. I had barely touched my lips to the stone when I felt a violent electric shock all over my spine. Then they took me to rest in a room where there was a bed. Later, I went to visit the old coffin of Saint Charbel, next to which I prayed with the other sick people. Then I went back to the same room for another break. In the evening, I applied for permission to spend the night by the grave. They told me, "There are many sick people, you couldn't sleep, you can stay another day." The next morning, I was taken down to the oratory of the sepulchre, where I participated in three masses. I prayed and received Holy Communion. As I fiercely recited the prayer that all the sick people repeated, my eyes fixed on the grave where Father Charbel's name was engraved, and I saw that it was covered with beads of sweat, which gleamed. Being in doubt and wanting to be sure to take a better look, I leaned to one side on my chair and was convinced. I immediately took out a handkerchief, saying to myself, "Those drops of water are a gift from Father Charbel to me. I'll get up, dry them with my handkerchief, and rub the sore spots on my body with it." I did so, and without realizing it, immediately got up and walked in the presence of everyone. The bells began to ring to celebrate the healing and to thank God and his great servant. As I left the tomb, everyone followed me, dumbfounded by my healing and giving glory to God. I sent a report to Dr. Joseph F., Public Health. My healing took place on Wednesday, July 12th, at 9:40 a.m. In the afternoon, I went to the Hermitage on foot to spend the night and dine in the same place where the servant of God used to take his very frugal meal. As I stood up, I heard a Muslim shouting out loud, "I want to become a Christian," an Egyptian declared to me, "You gave me back my faith. I had come to ask for my deafness to be cured, and God gave me spiritual light. Now I am completely cured." The certificates of doctors, witnesses, and x-rays follow. The official certificate from the Lebanese Ministry of Health on the healing of Sister Maria Abel says, "I, the undersigned Dr. Joseph F., have verified that Sister Maria Abel, 37, of the Sisters of the Sacred Hearts, had a paraplegia for 10 years as a consequence of repeated laparotomies caused by a duodenal ulcer with multiple adhesions to the abdominal viscera. Having gone to visit Father Charbel's grave at the Anaya Convent, she was transported by three agents to the grave. Suddenly, being in front of the grave, the paralyzed woman got up and she began to walk before the admiration of all. In witness whereof I issue this certificate." Anaya, July 12, 1940. To canonize him, only one miracle was taken into account, that of a 68-year-old woman. In 1966, she had epidermal cancer in the right tonsil. It was a malignant tumor, and the patient was considered condemned to die. This tumor caused her severe pain and difficulty in breathing and swallowing. After asking Saint Charbel for help, the sick woman was completely cured of this cancer and has completely recovered. He was canonized by Pope Saint Paul VI in the Vatican on October 9, 1977. His feast is July 24th. Saint Charbel Makhlouf is a popular saint in Lebanon, and his devotion is spreading throughout the world. He left no writings, he led a retired life as a hermit, and we know very little about his intimate and personal life with God. But, like other saints, he stood out for his love for the Eucharistic Jesus and for Mary our Mother. What has made him famous in the world is that, after his death, they have never been able to scientifically explain why his body, buried without a coffin in a cemetery full of water, could have been preserved absolutely intact, incorrupt and flexible, when the corpses that were placed in the same place and in the same conditions were all decomposed. Nor have they been able to explain the supernatural lights that surrounded his grave for the first 45 days after his death. And, of course, it still does not explain the miraculous exudation for 67 years. As of 1965, the year of his beatification, it seems that God had already fulfilled the glorification of his servant on this earth, and his body began to dry out, and currently only the skeleton remains, covered with dry skin. Saint Charbel is a saint for everyone. In a country with about 45% Muslims, Saint Charbel performs miracles for all, without distinction. And he gets from God that the different religions of the country can coexist in peace. Something worth noting in his life is his lonely spirit to be centered on God without the distractions of the world. Let us learn from him to seek God in silence, for God is a friend of silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.